so big.
Them's a crawfish.
And there's another type of seafood that's about the same size as a crawfish, but it's called what?
Crabs.
It's about that round. It's pink when it's cooked, and you have to shell it.
Oh, that's that there. I know what you're talking about. I've got them in 67, or in 6, or just had to cook them with a. My mind's quit working or something. I know what you're talking about. It seems like I can't call it right off hand right now. Shrimp.
Okay.
Yeah, shrimp.
And if you've got more than one, you've got a whole.
Shrimp.
Okay. How about the insect that flies around lights, and it also likes to eat wool?
That's moths.
Okay, and you've got one.
You got moths or?
Or one. I have one.
Moths.
Okay. How about the bug that lights up at night?
That's a lightning bug.
And
a lot of them call them fireflies.
But lightning bugs most common.
Mm-hmm.
How about a long, thin-bodied insect with a horrible beak and two pairs of shiny wings? And hovers around damp places.
That's a mosquito, I guess.
It's larger than a mosquito. Some people say that they're a sign that snakes are nearby. Or it's a superstition.
Oh, that thing is larger than a mosquito. They call them snake feeders or something like that. It's a big, it's got a big, pretty good sized body to it. All I've heard them call was snake feeders. I don't know where they got that name, man. That's all I've ever
that's
heard
probably,
of.
Part of the superstition.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of stinging insects do you know of?
Well, I know of bumblebees and hornets and yellow jackets and honeybees, wasps,
Now, how about the ones that live in the ground? I mean, that have nests in the ground.
That's yellow jackets.
Now, and the bees, where do they have their nests?
In hives and trees.
In trees, okay. And the things that fly around at night, and sometimes they carry malaria.
That's mosquitoes.
Okay. And the small insects that burrow in your skin and raise wells.
Them's chiggers.
Okay. And an animal that usually is green, sometimes brown, and hops along in the grass in the summertime.
No, no, I see there's a frog that hops around in the...
It's smaller than that, maybe that big. It's got great big legs, or compared to its body. Just a little insect jumps around. And it makes a noise.
Oh, cricket.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a cricket.
And is there another word for that? Grass? Hopper?
Oh, no, it's grasshopper.
Is it a cricket and a grasshopper? Not
two different things.
Okay. Well, how about the grasshopper?
Well, you see, a grasshopper is a much bigger thing than a cricket. I've seen some of them pretty good sized things. That might be grasshoppers. And then the crickets, they don't get too awful big. But sometimes grasshoppers get pretty good sized things.
Have you ever heard the term hopper grass used?
Yeah, we hear grass, hopper, no, mostly just grasshoppers. I don't think I ever heard of
people say
hopper grass because that would be using grasshopper batteries.
Yeah. How about the small fish that are used for bait?
Some minnows.
Okay. And what do you find stretched across?